keeping regular hours. I'm Jeff Stein with today's Iowa Politics Report. Most communities have nuisance ordinances. For example, an outdoor concert in a town cannot extend past a certain time for fear of being a public nuisance. There's also the sense that after a certain time of night, midnight, for example, it's best for things to settle down and for everyone to go home. I'd like to suggest that cities where lawmaking bodies meet enact similar ordinances requiring those legislatures and Congress to adjourn before the clock strikes midnight on any given day. We could say it's for the safety of the lawmakers and their staff members who really shouldn't be out like that at all hours of the night, but it's really for our safety, to protect us against their bad decisions. Now, I'm not saying that anything done last weekend in either Washington or Des Moines was bad necessarily, but the U.S. Senate stayed past midnight into Saturday morning to pass a FISA renewal, literally after the deadline, and both the Iowa Senate and House finished their respective work after the bars had closed Saturday morning. The House was only an hour away from seeing the sunrise, and that was the second straight near-overnighter they had pulled in a row. From a cognitive standpoint, we don't do our best work and don't make the best decisions when we're tired. We know that. So why is it okay for a bunch of lawmakers to make decisions on literally billions of dollars long after their respective bedtimes? And from a transparency standpoint, there is no way for ordinary citizens to know what's going on until well after it's happened and those responsible have hung up the closed sign for the year. Witness extending the moratorium on new casinos in Iowa. It apparently all of a sudden bubbled up and passed the Senate as Friday night turned into Saturday morning, but the House declined to discuss it, as even the most hardy bar folks were finishing breakfast in an all-night diner somewhere. I'm not here to say that was either a good or a bad idea, the continued moratorium, but how would we know either way? They were doing all of it after we had gone to bed. Now, I'm the first to admit that I don't get enough sleep, but even I keep more regular hours than that. And it's no excuse to say that it's only the last couple of days of the session or it's always been done that way. The local government in Washington is a lost cause on so many fronts, but if the city of Des Moines wanted to perform an important public service, it would pass an ordinance shutting down the state capitol at midnight when the legislature is in session. If lawmakers then wanted to scurry off and do business or whatever in local bars for 2 hours after that, fine. But their business needs to be done in the light of day. Otherwise, it's a public nuisance. And that's the Iowa Politics Report for Tuesday, April 23 on Twitter, Instagram, Gitter, Threads, and Truth Social at Iowa Politics. I'm Jeff Stein on News Talk 1540 KXEL.